5 p.m. You're listening to Breakthrough News, and this is The Punch Out. We're following the news all day so you don't have to, giving you everything you need to know about what's in the headlines and what should be. And we are back here with you on The Punch Out 2021, early part of February. Happy Black History Month. I'll say it again, even though it's the second day, just a reminder that we are in Black History Month here in the United States as we push forward here on The Punch Out. Got plenty of things for you, as we always do. Going to be talking about Cancer Alley down in Louisiana. It is as deadly as ever. Some new information that speaks directly to that. We're going to talk about Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania, where a person who was up for a commutation died in just tragic circumstances. So we'll be talking a little bit about that and implications more broadly for it. But before we get to either of those two important stories, we turn to the country of Turkey, where there are large protests erupting around education issues. Well, those were the sounds of large protests, mainly made up of young people in Istanbul, Turkey, earlier this morning. Demonstrations erupted after the arbitrary detention of over 100 students yesterday by the Erdogan government in a bid to squash planned student protests over the government's intervention in higher education. Overall, about 159 students were detained. And the proximate issue here was that President Erdogan and his AKP party had imposed a new rector on one of the major research universities in Istanbul, and students were protesting that action and have been since early January. They're opposed to this new rector because the clear purpose of his appointment is to impose the right-wing, very pro-capitalist agenda on the university however he can. He's a longtime AKP party militant and social conservative right-wing values, hyper-capitalist agenda, that's who they are. Students pointed out that this new rector in his first comments openly stated his desire to further commercialize the university. He used the word commercialize. And what that really means, in other words, is linking it more tightly to the research and development needs of corporations rather than seeking to develop knowledge as a social good that can be applied for people's betterment. And of course, people who oppose this agenda are being targeted in a big way, as we mentioned, but in particularly, they're being called all sorts of terrible terrorists and things like that. So you see, it's also political as much as it is just trying to tamp down the overall student movement to brand opposition in a way that makes it possible to crack down even harder on them. Now, one of the other important issues here to understand what had been happening in the whole course of this is not the first time this has happened. In fact, in the month of January, as these protests have been going on, there have been smaller detentions of students, including police abuses, including strip searches of a number of students. Yesterday, however, it was a much bigger operation. The government locked down the campus and the entire surrounding neighborhood with a heavy police presence. They even put snipers on the roofs. They attacked protesters who showed up at the campus gates to protest as well, because there was a planned protest that people attempted to carry on with. And as you heard at the start of this piece, the response to that has been quite enthusiastic here, as you could say, or outrage maybe is the better word, in Istanbul. There were protests that already took place last night, and then today, even larger protests that broke out this morning. It seems like it could be the start of a larger movement around the repression of these students. The AKP government, since its reign began in 2001, has intervened very heavily in education policies. They've been interjecting extremely conservative curriculums with open attacks on science, particularly evolution, on a major scale across the country, and a major objective as well, in general, of course, by the AKP government, is to marketize all of society, really, to just privatize as much as they can. And that sort of commercialization, if you will, has been appearing at all levels in their educational plans, but certainly here in higher education. Now, we'll have to see how the struggle develops, but one interesting factor to watch is the possibility of students linking up with increasingly militant worker struggles that are happening all across the country of Turkey. Companies like Cargill, Burger King, many of them American companies, an interesting piece. But militants of the Communist Party are active in both of these movements, these insurgent workers' movements, this growing youth movement. It could potentially be a link between the two. And certainly if those two struggles start to come together more, it opens the possibility of a wider front of progressive opposition to the Erdogan government there in Turkey. So certainly something to watch. In December, Bruce Norris, 69 years old, was approved for a sentence commutation by the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons. This Saturday, however, Mr. Norris died of COVID-19 because Governor Tom Wolf took too long to sign the paperwork. That's right. Norris has been serving a life sentence. He's one of 13 people approved by the board last year. And of that group, only one person has actually received their commutation or had it signed. The issue is doubly absurd because Wolf has the power to grant a reprieve and release people immediately on a temporary basis. Given the fact that there is a significant presence of COVID-19 in all prisons, also in Pennsylvania prisons, you would think this is exactly the situation in which a tool like that would be used. Just let people out right away until you get around to signing the paperwork. 94 incarcerated people, I just want to mention here, 94 incarcerated people have died of COVID-19 so far in Pennsylvania prisons. The fact of the matter here is Wolf, who, by the way, is a Democrat, just doesn't care about letting people languish in prison despite their recommended commutations and pardons by the board. As the news organization The Appeal notes, 7 of the people recommended by the board last year have been waiting more than 150 days. For Wolf to take action. Charles Goldblum, whose application went through a legal review nearly a year ago, has been waiting for more than 500 days. End quote, 500 days. Interestingly enough, Wolf has signed applications in as short as 32 days. So while he's claiming there are all these reasons why he can't do it, clearly he can get it done if he wants to. Overall, just a shameful, callous, unnecessary death, and just another example of how the mass incarceration system is just consistently wreaking havoc on people in this country.
Her husband died with cancer. My brother on the opposite side, his wife died with cancer. The man right here, he just died with cancer.
Right here.
And my brother right next door, he died with cancer. My brother who lives next door to him, he has cancer right now. Yeah. And they have a trailer next to that house. A lady out there died with cancer, so.
The Louisiana legislative auditor has taken to task the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. That's the, as you imagine, the broader air regulator there in the state of Louisiana. They are saying that they are not properly monitoring or enforcing standards around industrial chemical emissions, the majority of which cause cancer. Louisiana is the worst in the country in this regard. And in fact, the area with the highest concentration of petrochemical complexes in the state has actually become known as Cancer Alley, where most of the population is working class and black. According to the report, quote, Louisiana has an average of 1,239 pounds of toxic air releases per square mile. 1,239 pounds. Ohio, the state with the second highest air emissions rate, averaged 899 pounds per square mile. ProPublica notes that the report also detailed that, quote, the time it took for the LDEQ to issue enforcement actions after a known violation more than doubled between fiscal year 2015 and 2019, from nearly 10 months to nearly 20 months. Auditors also found it could take as long as 9 years from the time a company was cited for violating emission standards before it was ordered to pay a fine or was required by a settlement to pay for a mitigation project. As long as 9 years, even when they are admittedly guilty. They also noted that even good reports that are out there, like improved air quality days from the EPA's Air Now measure, really aren't as positive as state officials have been spinning them, since the Air Now test, doesn't test for many of the cancer-causing chemicals being spewed out of these plants. What's the impact? Well, it's led to rates of cancer as much as 5 times as high as the national average. 5 times as high as the national average in the Cancer Alley area. And again, people living in these places are mostly black, mostly poor, which is clearly the reason the facilities are concentrated in this area, a belief that people won't care that much about the side effects as long as it's affecting mainly poor black people. in 2019. In a report by The Guardian, Mary Hampton of Reserve, Louisiana, gave some sense of the human costs. And again, that was Mary Hampton of Reserve, Louisiana, giving some sense of the human cost of what's really going on in Cancer Alley. Wow. Well, I have to say, as terrible as all this is, and certainly as terrible as it has been, it will continue to be because John Bel Edwards, he's the governor of the state, plans to barrel ahead with more large petrochemical complexes. It's a centerpiece of his so-called economic development proposals. Now, of course, the audit said that there are 11 things that could be done to improve the situation, but given what they've done so far, don't know if we can rely, certainly not on the governor or on any of the state regulators, to be looking after Cancer Alley. So for them, it's big profits for oil companies, companies that make plastics and all sorts of other petrochemical industries, no matter who it seems to kill. That's the punch out for today. We're with you Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. here in New York, East Coast Standard Time, 2 p.m. in Los Angeles, Pacific Standard Time, and 9 p.m. GMT. And of course, you can support everything we do here at Breakthrough News at patreon.com/breakthroughnews. It's your patronage that keeps all of our offerings here at Breakthrough News moving forward. And of course, you can check us out across all your social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at BT Newsroom.